June 24th, 2021, the Solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As your loving Father, I desire your better understanding of the laws I have given to you as a roadmap to heaven." These 10 commandments are embodied in holy love: to love me above all else, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Just knowing or reading these commandments is not enough. You must internalize them and all they dictate in their simplicity. The first 3 commandments dictate love of me above all else. The commandments 4 through 10 tell the soul how he must love his neighbor as himself. It is my desire to dissect these laws for you so that you can understand how they affect your everyday life. In this way, you will be more able to live according to my commandments and earn your place in heaven. Let us begin with the first commandment today, remembering always that holy love is the embodiment of all the commandments. The first commandment dictates that you must recognize me as Lord of all creation and have no other false gods before me. This must raise the question of what is a false god. People place many things ahead of love of me. These are in the form of the false gods of personal comforts and appearance, wealth, sensual desires, reputation, entertainment, and more. Anything such as person, place, or thing that the soul does not honor as a grace from me is taking the place of a false god in his spirit. Man must not subconsciously or with intent credit all good as from human effort. This places human achievement over and above his creator. Therefore, he makes human the omnipotence of his creator. All human efforts, any achievement, proceed from my paternal heart. Every human effort is a fruit of my paternal care for mankind. A note is given to read Matthew, chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these 2 commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.